Hey, folks, welcome the captain of the Saskatoon Blades, Trevor Wong. I thought for sure we had had you here during a post-game show, but you informed me that that's not the case. It had been on the road, and I didn't seem to recall it was in Prince Albert. So your season debut joining us here, probably about time, maybe. You could probably give me heck for that. But congratulations to the team and to yourself personally. A three-point game. Another 3 points. I mean, it's been like that. You've been so consistent this year, and that has to be very pleasing to you.
Yeah, it is pleasing, obviously. Can't do it without my line mates and just trying to play the right way every game. So that's where the consistency kind of comes from, and I'm not focused on individual points, just 2 points every game.
You scored your 9th goal of the year. You added assists number 50 and 51. You have 60 points on the season. I would think you probably get more joy out of a saucer pass like you gave to Parr for the shorthanded goal than you might get from scoring the goal as you scored it. Would that be correct?
For sure. Yeah, I just love it when Parzy scores. We have a few shorthand goals now, so every time I pass him the puck and it goes in, he has the biggest smile. I love when he scores. He's like screaming and biggest smile. It makes me smile too, so I love to see him score.
I would almost think you enjoy killing penalties as much as you like it being on the power play from the way you play tonight.
Yeah, I think just every time we see a break, me and Parzy love to just go the other way and kind of catch our guys off guard. And we've kind of been doing that the last 8, 9, 10 games, and it's kind of been working for us. So, yeah, it's fun to play on the PK.
Keep it going.
On the penalty killing, even the D zone, when did you decide to start flipping your stick around and taking draws on the other way?
I'm not very good at face-offs, so I just thought I'd try something else, you know, like it wasn't working on my forehand, so I might as well try my backhand, switch hands. Not really working anyway either, so might have to use my knob or something.
50% tonight.
You're 50% tonight. You're 8 out of 16.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
I got two here, Les. I know you say you don't care about the individual stats, but I'm going to ask you to care about them for a second. The Blades haven't had a guy hit 100 points in, I don't know, 30 years, almost 25, 30 years. Is that, would that mean something to you? Like, that'd be pretty cool, hey?
Yeah, obviously it would be cool, but I really don't think about that stuff. Like, I really don't, to be completely honest with you. If it happens, it happens, but we have way bigger goals as a team, and myself, my first goal is to put a banner in the rafters, so
yeah.
It's not a...
Good answer. Good answer. And obviously, like the Suzlov trade yesterday, the Minton one, whenever it happened, like as a 20-year-old, you're probably thinking like, yeah, let's trade all the draft picks, trade like we
trade everything.
Yeah, trade everything. Just how cool is it to kind of see all the guys that are coming in here?
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, obviously, props to our management for kind of believing in us and you know, kind of selling the farm to really go for it this year, and just kind of the players we're getting, like obviously Minton and Suzlov, and you know, guys we've got earlier, and it's just really cool. And like you said, it in my last year, it's pretty cool that we're really going for it here. So we want to obviously bring the championship back here.
Well, hopefully it ends up working that way. Congratulations on the 3-point game, first star, and the victory.
Thank you very much.
And wish you all the best moving forward. Trevor Wong of the Saskatoon Blades.